Hello and welcome to the Natty's Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew D., and with me I got Dwight Lindsay.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. So we have been relaxing over the summer and enjoying our time off. We here at Natty's, we just decided that we were going to put a pause to the podcast until we felt it was a good time to come back. So this is our good time to come back, and we figured we'd do a little bit of recap, just community stuff. I mean, we know that Team Canada had a big win, and congratulations to our team and to all those who competed. We know that there have been Galaxies events going on with Gold Squadron, and those are absolutely phenomenal. If you have not participated, give it a shot. I have in the past, and it was the most fun I have played in X-Wing online, I would say. But apart from that, we've really been focusing on community and building our in-person play. And Dwight was a huge asset to our community. So I wanted to start it off there, Dwight. You want to talk a little bit about the league that you ran?
Sure. Hey, thanks, Andrew. Yeah, so, I've been a part of our gaming community now since February of this year. It was my first go with X-Wing, and I kind of dove in feet first, both feet going. And I really enjoyed the game, but, at the time, we were only getting a few members out. And after a discussion with you and other members, we were trying to come up with ideas to get people out. So we thought, why don't we put a league together, see how many people we can get, and see how it goes. So I started going around. We started posting on Facebook and all the different game groups and talking to people in person. And we were able to get about 9 members in our league, which I thought was really good numbers. It was more than what we were seeing come out on a casual game night. And, we set it up like a round robin style where everybody had to play each other once. People who didn't even know each other kind of came out and got to meet new people, and we had both in-person and online play, which made it flexible for everyone's schedule, and it just turned out really well. I think everyone really appreciated the league, and we had Colin and Ben, our two local players. They were vying for the number one spot, and it came down to their final game. Even in the last round, they ended up tied, but Ben kind of conceded the match, just saying that if it would have went one more round, Colin would have took him. So it was a real nail biter there. But I think everyone really said they enjoyed it. And, now that we got one season under our belt, I learned a few things from it because it was my first go running a season. And I think we're going to have a lot more people next season, and we're going to have a few more ideas we can introduce in there. So it turned out really well. I was really happy with it.
Yeah, I think it was fantastic. I mean, I did not get all of my games in, but I think the biggest goal was just encouraging people to come together and play again, and I think it definitely met that goal at the very least, let alone it was fun. It was enjoyable. We got, it was great seeing people walk through the door that we hadn't seen in a long time, getting all of our ships out on the mat that we hadn't played in a while. It was just such a simple little thing just to, spice things up, to give people more reason to see each other, spend that time, and play some X-Wing. So I think it was perfectly executed. So thank you very much for putting that on. I look forward to season 2.
Yeah, thanks. I think it was really good for me because I'm all about trying to get matches in, and it got me playing outside of our regular game nights, which I always appreciate. The more matches, the better.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the ways that, especially if you're having fun, you keep having fun and you play. For anybody, a lot of people ask, how do you get good at X-Wing? How do you get good? And they really just, you just play a lot. There are more ways to go about getting better and better, but predominantly, if you're having fun and you're playing a bunch, then you're probably going to get better and better, right? So, and you actually went and competed at some events fairly real. Like, what you jumped, you did mention that you jumped right in, and how many events, where have you been?
Yeah, so I basically go to any tournament I can possibly make it to just to get in some matches. Hamilton, Black Knight Games, you know, that's the one I seem to go to the most. You know, our local ones at Brew Wizards, big shout out to them for always hosting our tournaments and yourself, Andrew, for running them. And I even made it up to Ottawa to go visit our fellow gamers up there for their Capital City Bloodbath, which was an amazing time with real top-tier players. That was probably my most intense tournament I've been into because just the skill level of the competition there was just absolutely amazing. And I think I finished halfway in the pack, which was probably my best finish for a tournament yet.
Yeah, congratulations. That's phenomenal. That's so great. Any word on the ye old Canadian Nationals so far?
Canadian Nationals in which way?
In October. Any word on whether you're going to be able to make it out for that?
I'm on the wait list for that. I was talking to Steve, the organizer. So there's one other person ahead of me. I'd really like to go. I think my skill level, I still have a lot far to go on that, but I think it would just be such a great learning opportunity. Plus the people going out there, you know, they're all very nice people, and you know, the kind of every match you're going to learn something from, but I find with the higher the caliber of the person, the more you're going to draw away from that match.
Yeah, absolutely. Hear that, Steve? Let's bump somebody. Let's get Dwight on the team roster. Oh, that's fantastic. I look forward to it. For those who don't know about it, it's going to be mid-October, and it's going to be taking place in Montreal, and it's going to be real tight. I think I'm going on a limb here and saying it's going to be fun, but it is going to be very tight. It's one game into another game into another game as they are trying to rip through it in one day. So, in true Canadian fashion, I'm sure it will be another Canadian Nationals to remember. And hopefully B-Wings don't make sudden turns at the end of the in the finals. Do you know about that, Dwight?
No.
Oh, geez. So I went to Canadian Nationals, and I took 23rd. That was my first event that I took. That was my first like premier event that I played in ever. And so I was really excited watching all the matches. And the finals came around, and I forget exactly who was playing who and everything, but it was like tuning in on Twitch because there was like streamers and stuff like that doing it. And so I was not able to see it in person, but I was going to tune in to see the finals. And then by the time I tuned in, I just couldn't see it. I was like, oh my goodness. There must be like some sort of streaming error or something like that. No, somebody had accidentally dialed a rebel beef list to their B-Wings at the very beginning of the game to do turns that would have them go off the map.
Oh,
yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, so turn one, he would have essentially lost two ships, and I believe that there was a concession after that. So it was just like, oh, geez, that was such a crazy, crazy moment. Like, oh man, that would hurt so much. But I don't play Rebels, and I'm happy to see a B-wing blow up. So two B-wings, that's a good day in my books. So.
It just goes to show you, no matter, you know, how much you play in that, you know, there's always simple mistakes or, you know, just lose track of one little thing. You know what? I thought I was well beyond my days of hitting asteroids, but it still happens.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. It does. Just always a suggestion in premier events is to take your time, breathe, and double check your dials. Double check it's the right position, and double check it's at the right ship, because those kind of things, especially as the day gets longer and longer, you can, you know, those are some of the simple mistakes that can mean light and day. Just ask B-Wings.
So. You know, I think that's a good point, because like when I first started, you know, being new to the game, trying to figure things out, I always felt a little bit bad because, you know, especially in our gaming crew, everyone is well experienced, and you know, most of the guys just need a few minutes and they're all done, and I was always taking so long, and I think for my first little bit the pressure was always getting to me, so I was rushing, and it took a long time to kind of beat that into my head, to take my time, double check things, you know, think things through. It's not like there's a timer between rounds, at least in our league, so it's, you know, you just be courteous of it, but you know, you're right, you do have to double check everything before you kind of proceed.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a good rule of thumb. Kind of like if you're playing chess, right? You just never take your hand off the piece, or if it's first touch, you just don't touch a piece until you're really sure that what you're doing is what you're doing, right? So, So, you have some more fun things coming around the end to try to get people excited and coming together for X-Wing in the form of an event. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I guess first I'll start with the history of it is, you know, since I've been traveling around going to all these different tournaments, you know, my favorite part of X-Wing is meeting new people. So, you know, I've been meeting all these new people, talking online with them. I found out there is even a huge group of X-Wingers up in my old town, Timmins, which really surprised me because I never would have expected that. So as I got talking to everyone here, you know, it was interesting seeing all the different groups, how they're staying afloat with keeping members and keeping them interested. And right around the same time I was doing a lot of this, the XTC started, which is a totally new concept for a noob like me. And I was like, oh, like a team battle. Like, how does that work? And then as I got into it more and more, I was like, wow, this is really interesting. And I got thinking, like, wow, there's all these great squads I've been meeting, like, all across the province from every, you know, corner of the province. So wouldn't it be so cool if we could just get everyone together and kind of have, like, a squad showdown? So I created a Discord for all the squad captains in Ontario, and we started chatting, and everyone seemed really keen on the idea. Yeah, you know, like, love a chance to show off my squad. So I started doing some, you know, research and trying to see who could host. And, you know, Dominic over at Critical Hit, he was like, yeah, I can host your event, man. No problem. I'll help you out. And then, you know, we started working a few weeks talking about all the details. And before I knew it, tickets were live. So we're going to have this awesome squad battle, the Battle of Ontario, coming up November 20th. It's teams of three. Every member of your squad's got to have fly a different faction, and we're hoping to have 36 players, 12 teams, and it's going to be a good time. We got tons of prizes. The community has been just crazy in support. Like, I've had so many game stores just sending me stuff. Etsy stores have been giving me crazy deals, discounts, throwing in freebies. I honestly haven't been to an event with this many prizes, and unfortunately I won't get to play because I'm hosting, but I'm just so pumped for this. I think there's been a lot of chatter about it. I know a lot of other people are looking forward to it, because outside of the XTC, at least this year alone anyway, there's been nothing like this for us to play. So I'm really looking forward for all the teams coming. You know, we got teams coming from Timmins. You know, there's talk about Thunder Bay, Sault Ste. Marie coming in. So it's really going to be just from all over Ontario coming in for this squad showdown. I'm really, really pumped for it.
Yeah, that'll be crazy exciting. And how are you working out? Have you determined how you're working out the team format in regards to win losses and pairings and such?
Yeah, so Tristan and Jean-Marc, two squad captains in my Discord, they're very knowledgeable guys who host lots of tournaments. They've been helping me out. There's even an X-Wing tournament guide through AMG. So, you know, we're keeping with the regular kind of tournament style where it says 3 points for a win, one for a tie, and zero for a loss. We're hopefully going to get in four rounds. That's what we got scheduled in. And then if there is a tie with points at the end, we're going to go with a cumulative points as per the tournament guide for it to see who wins. And our first two squads or two highest point squads are going to get very nice exclusive prizing, and actually everyone just for entering is going to have these nice hologram objective markers, and on top of that, every single person there is going to be walking away with either a door prize, a top faction prize, ranking prize. Everyone's going to walk out of there with something, which is really good. And the fellow squad captains have been really good helping me out with things like finding judges, protocols for tournaments, just different things to keep in mind, because not only is this going to be one of my first tournament goes for X-Wings, but it's going to be such a huge event too. So the community's really been coming together to support us with it, which I really appreciate.
Absolutely. And do you want to throw did you throw the date for that event?
November 20th.
There you go, November 20th. And how can people get their tickets, just to go over that so that people can know how to be involved?
Sure. If you go to the Critical Hit website, there is a ticket page there, event info, and you just type in X-Wing and it will be the first one on your search. And if you also visit Star Wars Gaming Durham and Star Wars Gaming Ontario under the event page, there'll be a link to there as well.
There you go, guys. That is the way to do it. And join if you can. Absolutely. It sounds like it's going to be a blast. The prizing is crazy awesome. It's cool that it's an Ontario event, and that you have already groups that are down coming from all the way up north and all over the place. It's so exciting. It always blows my mind that they're coming in from like Timmins and stuff. But I guess that there isn't so many opportunities that, you know, people are just gonna. I know that a lot of people are chomping at the bit to have like a big event. And I don't know if Nationals, with its exclusivity and its very quick sellout, and how the day is supposed to run, like it's the one day event for such a premier event, I think that is hard for people to digest, where this team event sounds really really solid.
Yeah, you bring up a good point there, because one of the things that came up in our captain's Discord was, because we have all different types of communities in there, like some of the communities have like 24 members in their squad, others only have 3. And what we got talking about was how to get people coming into tournaments. And in the single tournaments, without having, you know, a ticket to Worlds involved, it's really hard to get people to come out. Because, you know, people like their swag, they want to win prizes they can use in the game. And a lot of the experienced players, they, you know, they have everything. So it was really hard. So that was another one of the reasons why I like the team event, because if there's one thing that can get people out other than swag, it's bragging rights. And to have your squad basically up there as the best in Ontario, well, you can't get much better bragging rights for that if you're a Canadian, I tell you.
Unless it's best in Canada.
Well, yeah. That is true.
Oh, man, fantastic. I look forward to it. I hope it runs super swimmingly. And being that the fact that you were mentioning that TTO is might being picked up by at least somebody, that will hopefully help a tremendous amount, because yeah, TTO is so tabletop organizer is so it's such a blessing for the X-Wing community that it would be very bad for it to go. Anything that has ever been used in the past is just has not been anything comparably to as swimmingly as TTO has been. So
yeah, I know, because like when I was trying to originally come up with a backup in case TTO wouldn't be around, and just talking to everyone, all the other tournament organizers and that, there's no real good software out there that people are using for X-Wing. It's not to say that there isn't, but it's just I think everyone just threw all their eggs in one basket with TTO, and it's just tried, tested, and proven to work. So it's there's a lot riding on it, and you know, that's worldwide, because like everybody uses it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it's so good for like keep tracking all your stuff and it's easy to use. I mean, once you have an account, it's pretty well, you know, almost idiot-proof, you know.
Yeah, like I see a lot of potential with stat tracking for it. You know, we have our good old buddy Mike there who keeps track or does his best to keep track of every Canadian ranking going, and it's such a tedious job for him to like people to send them tournament results and try and look up stuff. Where if we could just get TTO, you know, staying around and then just a few little tweaks, it'd be nice to you could almost use that for like an official ranking system going forward.
It would be absolutely amazing. Yeah, I mean, I know I always liked Magic the Gathering for that, where you had your Magic the Gathering number or whatever it was, and then you could look up your stats and how you're doing and everything like that. And I was never, you know, anything amazing when it came to Magic, but it was still fun to know that that existed. And if I had, was playing it more seriously, I would definitely know. I would definitely have followed that. So I'm happy that that's even an idea and a thought, and hopefully it can come to fruition for X-Wing, because that would be awesome. I think to just be able to look up and just be like, ooh, who was that guy I just faced? Oh my goodness, he or she, man, you know, they are a good player. I can't believe how I was able to hang in that match or even win that match or et cetera, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what have you been flying recently? I've seen some Resistance stuff. In fact, I think you've had the most challenging Resistance squad that I faced in a while. So has it tweaked any bit more, or is it still the same situation?
No, I have started tweaking a bit, because I was flying, for those of you who don't know, I'm flying two Y-Wings right now with Resistant Commander Poe and Rey, and like any new squad, you're kind of always tweaking as you go and you're trying to figure out what works best. So with me, with Resistance, I'm finding my two Y-Wings, I want to have those ion turret cannons on it because I want to try and get the control aspect on it. And originally I was trying to do like Wilsa, and then I had Shaza as well, but I kind of took out Shaza for Kai Theranol because just for the loadout. And then I also too I like the fact that I can put Astromechs on her, because there's one thing that just dawned on me, and it's funny because, you know, 8 months in, is the use of target locks on non like torpedo missile ordnance ships. Like it was not something I ever really grasped before, but it's a dice mod, and I just never clued in how good it is to actually have that extra dice mod on it. Like if I never had any kind of ordnance on it, I've never bothered with the target lock, but now with these Y-Wings, I'm kind of realizing how critical it is, especially when you have Y-Wings that if you put targeting computer on it, I get a calculate, I get my target lock, and it's, you know, it's not maybe a full double mod, but it's a 1.5 mod, and it's just funny how it just kind of like some of this stuff is just sinking in now. So it's you know, there's things you pick up as you go.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Jeez, man, like double mods, that's where it's at. If you can get a ship double modding, and those Y-Wings are so good. I mean, whether it's boosting and getting a calculate and just moving faster than you would expect a Y-Wing to do, and having that those turrets and being able to be in different positions and have those extra arcs as well as the abilities where with the ion functioning. Oh, I totally just remembered now that I could have done soft ones and forward ones with Ion. Oh yeah, that tweak changed.
Yeah. Okay,
duly noted. It's all just kind of coming back. I'm knocking the rust off, the dust off, and getting in there. So I got to remember all these little things. Anyhow.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And then with my Rey, so originally I had Chewbacca on the crew, which, you know, gets the focus to a crit, and then the novice to repair the crits. But then I was reading up on, I think it was the last Nova one, and about Rose as a crew, and I didn't understand how Rose
worked. She's so good.
So yeah, so you spend a result, and by result, a result's a blank, and you can get the target lock. But what I didn't fully understand was I could, raid a target your ship. I use Finn. Well, I roll my dice. I use Finn to get the blank. I spend that blank right away for the target lock, and I can use that target lock right away. And I didn't understand that that was a function I could actually do. And once I seen it on that on the Nova stream, I was like, oh well, no question there. I got to have Rose on the crew now.
Oh yeah, Rose is like AAA good crew on the Falcon.
Yeah, but it all comes down to the you really have to understand the motions, the steps of how like things work, because I didn't understand the step. I thought like the spend the result was after you did, after the attack has gone through, or after your dice modification. It's something you do at the end, and that's why I'm constantly going through the rule forums, the rule pages on Facebook, just to get that experience in, because it's like the littlest thing. You don't think that a sequence of events that changes the whole use of that card.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's and the way that things, sometimes the cards explain themselves and how they actually function. It can be tricky. There's a lot to know and go over, and it happens. Yeah, but if you're kicking around on different groups and with peoples and such, eventually, especially if you talk to a player that flies like Resistance, right? And ask them about it. They can give you tidbits as to how to build things out, or at least the way that they like to flavor it, right? So.
Oh, and yeah. Resistance are hot right now. Like on all the Discords and that, like everyone's flying them or trying a variation ever since. Especially since the Canada's XTC win with. Them having some very strong resistance now. I find I see a lot of chatter on the resistance groups now, and a lot of people talking about their builds and how they play them.
Yeah, I flew against another resistance list just the other day. It was Poe Temin, the Fly Fast Temin, and it was the Commander Poe. And then there was... what else was there? I think there was the transport, the one that gets to have three dice when doing an advanced maneuver, and then and then Kaz was in there too. I actually liked your version better, but I mean it may have felt differently if Kaz didn't just blow up in a blazing fireball, but still. The resistance stuff is good. I think it was mostly because of Rey and those Y-wings that list feels extra scary, because Rey was shattering shot and trick shot is intense. Resistance is good. It's always been kind of annoyingly beefy and pretty hard hitting. So.
Yeah, and it got ignored for a long time just because of, the claims of lack of variety, but it's always amazing how, whether it's an XTC or a GSP tournament, how, if anything makes it in the top eight, then you start seeing it everywhere.
And it's crazy, too. I mean, Matthew Carey and I, we had a match out before, and it was just Rey and two A-Wings, and that was... already quite powerful. So seeing Rey, Poe, and two Y-Wings is kind of insane that's an opportunity now.
Oh yeah, for sure. There's even some deadly five Y-Wings lists I hear out there that can pack a wallop.
That is sickening. I do not appreciate five Y-Wings. That sounds gross.
Yeah.
I've just been kicking around with my First Order stuff for myself. Just flying Whisper Kylo, because I don't really fly any other Whispers. And then I've been liking Holo, and I've been really enjoying... who else? I got Quick Draw on the list. and Malorus. I'm very excited though for the Hotshots and Aces pack 2.
Oh yeah.
I don't know when that's supposed to be dropping. Do you know when that's supposed to be coming?
No, I didn't. That was the one I didn't hear a date on, but I know I think they announced a date on that second scenario pack though, with the Republic. I think they said that might be coming before the end of this year.
I'm looking, let's see, I'm over on Line Rampant. Let's see.
Because what are we? We're a week or two away from the Yavin, are we not?
Maybe. I feel like it's got to be coming around the corner.
I thought it was September, but...
Let's see. Coming soon. We got the Y-Wings, we got the Fugitives, that's all in here, those are there, that's all old stuff. Come on, let's take a look here, show me something new. Flight, there's a ton of X-Wing stuff, like it would feel very daunting. I mean, I love X-Wing too much for it to bother me, but
But going back to your First Order list, because that's what we were playing the other night when we were going there, and I kind of, it's that quick draw on your list, you know, such a hard-hitting ship, but just with how everything else in your list works, I'm still curious about that. I've been thinking about that one. But I can't think of anything else that would kind of, that goes in with your list that would, like, for the same point value.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I've been thinking about is dropping Quick Draw and adding two FOs, but I kind of like the idea of just having Quick Draw. She punches hard, and she has a special spot in my heart. So here we go. So we got Battle of Yavin is coming October 28th, is what it's listed as. Okay. And then the Siege of Coruscant is expressed to be dropping the 2nd of December.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so we got end of October and beginning of December for those.
That's interesting. That's a busy time for it to drop too, but we'll make time for it.
Yeah, I mean, October's not too bad. Beginning of December, I think we'll probably get... We'll have a good night of it kind of deal probably before, or maybe two nights of it kind of deal before the before Christmas and holidays really kick into full swing. But it's around also December because people are going to be buying stuff then. But you know, I just really want those pilot packs. I guess essentially these packs will contain new ships, but they're not, I mean new pilot cards, but they're not going to be relevant to all factions, right? It's going to be only Empire and Rebel for the Yavin one.
Yeah.
And then the Siege of Coruscant is only going to be CIS and Republic, which makes sense that that's the case, but... there are other factions that are very hungry for some new stuff. Resistance being one, First Order being another. So just really, really look forward to seeing that pilot pack releasing, because it's supposed to be 5 new pilots for each faction.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy, and they've only teased a very small portion of it. So
exactly, yeah. Like, yeah, the Yavin one, for the Hotshots and, the Hotshots and Aces 2, they've only teased, have they teased stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, because there's Poe and the Y-Wing.
Yeah. Poe and the Y-Wing with his crazy maneuverability. And then they had, is Dooku coming in Siege of Coruscant?
He is. Yeah. Because I think they gave him a new pilot ability. I can't remember what it was, but...
Yeah, I want that. I mean, I want the Sith Infiltrator to be back on the board. That was a pretty sick ship. I was really enjoying that actually before things got really mixed up with 2.5. I should probably try to make another list with that ship, specifically Maul. I just really enjoy Maul.
Well,
Wonder what I can put in there with it.
yeah, that's the hard part because, at my breaks at work and whenever I got a little bit of time, I'm always list building in Yasby, and it's almost like a fun game now. And I've tried to get that Sith Infiltrator in there on something else I think is good, but it's so hard because you end up with almost like a three ship list when you use it, unless you try and do these like little swarms. But I don't think the Infiltrator's the best ship if you're gonna do the swarm with it. But I don't know, it's just interesting. I haven't flown that faction yet. It's probably gonna be the next one I hit, but so it's kind of hard, you know. I'm just kind of going on numbers and pilot abilities, but
Yeah, I mean, and that faction is a very expensive faction, to be fair, to get into anyhow. Not a ton of people jumped on that faction because there's just so many. It was very swarmy, right?
oh
So it's
yeah.
like five of this ship, six of this ship, that kind of thing, right?
I don't personally, when it comes to swarms, I don't know if I have the mental capacity, especially in a tournament, to do four or more rounds of flying a swarm. Because when I was in Ottawa for that tournament, there was two Thai swarm people who ended up in the top three, and I remember they had a match against each other in the final round, well, the final round before the cut, and they're like, let's just call it a draw because you know what, we're gonna make it to the finals regardless, and why waste all that mental energy fighting each other and then have to do it again in the finals. It's like it just seems like it's so much mental work to, especially if you're going up against another person of equal caliber.
The new Count Dooku has, during an attack before a ship at range 0 to 2 rolls attack or defense die, if all of your force are active, you may spend one force and name a result. If the roll does not contain the named result, the ship must change one die to that result. So it's like very similar to the Dooku crew.
Okay.
Yeah, but in fact, I think it's exactly the Dooku crew during attack before attack or defense dice is rolled. Yeah, so only during an attack before attack or defense dice roll, if all of your force are active, you can do the Dooku crew ability. And he's got malice and roiling anger at the start of the engagement phase. If you are in an enemy ship's front arc, you may gain one strain token to recover one force. And then the scimitar title, set up after the place forces step, you may cloak. After you decloak, you may choose an enemy ship in your bullseye. If you do, it gains a jam token. So the scimitar title is also the same. But yeah, roiling anger is another one too. And the how it's priced obviously always has the thing, but it's still cool that it's there. And ooh, the sh yeah, I guess because the scimitar title it always has that, but it has the jam ability on the ship innately. So that is very, very interesting, especially because Dark One probe droids, you can jam with them as well. You don't have to do the target lock. You can also jam using your Dark One probe droids. But there's never been a ship that can really jam, so in CIS, well, so that's actually going to be pretty crazy because that's going to be the first ship that has like an innate jam ability. So I wonder if that'll be. Wonder if that'll be a thing now.
That is so interesting. Yeah, when you start introducing like a whole new action for a faction, it could really change how they're played.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, they released three ships from the Hot Shots and Aces. They the Fang Fighter for Scum, the Torfoon, the one that they created. Poe Dameron, we already mentioned, and then Jewel Jerjerod, which is another FO bomber that I care not really for their ability or anything about them, because it's just not as bad good, I mean, as the other ones. It seems after you perform a boost action, you may spend one charge to recover, sorry, to remove one non-lock red or orange token. So maybe, but I don't know. I mean, it can't really be a stress, right? Because you're going to boost, so if you're going to be stressed, you already, like, you can't really do it. But I guess you could do an innate, like a regular boost for the ship in its action phase, take the stress, and then ditch the stress. But I don't know how functional that is. I mean, kind of cool at I4 and having bombs, so you could just, like, you could mix it up and be like, oh, maybe I'll boost in the system phase, maybe I'll boost as my action, who knows. And I won't be stressed, so I can do other shenanigans. But yeah, it's hard to compare him when there's other bombers like Grudge kicking around, or Breach.
Yeah.
Grudge being the crazy bombing one, and Breach being the higher initiative 5 one that can do some funky stuff with turnarounds and overlapping peoples and such.
Yeah.
But either way, I'll take it as soon as it arrives. Especially because I want more things for First Order. I wonder if they're going to take things off the ban list that were put there, especially the Epsilon. The Epsilon seems like a weird ship to have put on the ban list. It wasn't too long ago that it was quite readily available. It's still quite readily available, I think.
Yeah, that's one ship I'd really like to see back. Mostly because of all the used sets I've been buying. I now have like 6 of them, so it'd be nice to actually get. Oh yeah, like, because every time I buy a used First Order set, somebody already like always has one, and they're just like, take it. Like, I got no use for it. It's like, I really want to mod a couple of them just so I have something to do with them.
That's funny. Anyhow, dude, thanks for hanging out, and thank you for everybody for listening. That's going to be it for us for today, but we are going to be coming back at you on a regular basis every 2 weeks, so you'll hear us a couple times a month, and you know, as more things roll through, our team championship, Ontario team championship event comes through, nationals in October, and of course these new scenario packs and or anything cool and exciting going on, we'll be here talking about it and having a good time, and we hope that you continue to join us. Thank you, Dwight, for spending some time together.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
For sure. Well, thank you again for everybody for listening. As always, keep your ships on the mat and just roll natties.